Let's go to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, if you will. We're going to read, and starting there in verse 1, try to preach to you just a little while. Try not to keep you too long. Amen. And, you can get home and get down to what you need to do, I guess. And my son said he's ready to get his kids home and in the bed, so, he's in favor of that. I told him it was about 25 after 7, we were talking about that, and I said, you want me to just go ahead and start preaching now? And he said, that'd be good. So, anyhow, here we go, all right? Luke chapter 5, if you will, verse 1. The Bible said, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draw. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they reckoned unto their partners which were in the other, and they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. We're going to leave off reading right there. And I especially want you to notice there in verse 5, where Simon said, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And I'd really want to preach to you just a little bit about biblical obedience. Biblical obedience. When I was growing up, my parents, and especially my dad, had some crazy ideas about raising children. Well, people today would think they were crazy, all right? Now, they didn't in that day. There were some things, for instance, that we did not ask. We learned real quickly you didn't ask, or at least we didn't ask more than once, all right? We learned that first time if we did ask it, we regretted it. And one of those questions we learned not to ask was that little three-letter word, why? Why? I mean, we learned that. You know, I hear parents nowadays giving a 30-minute dissertation on the reason why when their children ask. You know, their children been told to do something, and hey, look, I'll be honest with you, I don't believe it's necessary to give a well-reasoned argument every time you tell a child to do something. I just don't think that's possible. If somebody did ask, my dad's constant answer was, because I said so. Because I said so. Now, I learned from that, and my kids heard, because I said so, all right? And that it's important. Now, that answer is sufficient. Hey, folks, let's face it. In many cases, there's not time to give the reason. And in a ton of cases, especially if you're dealing with children, they're not going to understand the reason if you laid it out there. They wouldn't understand it, or they wouldn't accept it. And that's simply because of their limited knowledge, their lack of discernment, you know, that kind of thing. My dad brought us up, and I know I wasn't the only one. I know many of you came up that same way. My dad expected obedience. He just expected it. I look back on it in a lot of ways. I'm so grateful. But I'll tell you the main reason I'm so grateful that he brought me up that way. I believe that upbringing and that insistence on obedience helped me in my relationship with the Lord, helped me to learn how to say, okay, I'll do it, all right? And I want you to look tonight just a little bit at the example that I believe Peter gives us here of what real biblical obedience is ought to look like, okay? Here's what it ought to look like. First, just kind of give you the circumstances, if you will. Now, you know, we read there the Lord was using his ship and said, you know, let me push me out there. And he used that as a platform to preach from. And Then after he got through preaching, he told Simon Peter, he said, look, launch out into the deep, let down your nets for a draught, and the fish, you know, you'll catch them. Well, I want you to notice what Peter said and what his reaction to it was. It's very important. That first word he said there in verse 5 was master. Master. Peter knew who he was talking to. Peter knew who he was talking to. This wasn't a conversation between equals. Wasn't a conversation between equals. There was the master, there was the servant. That was that relationship, all right? The master always, always knows more than others. That's the reason, as a parent, you know, you teach your kids, you tell your kids, you know more than they do. You know more than they do. If you don't, God help you, all right? What have you been doing all your life, okay? The Lord knew more. Peter knew that. He knew God knew more than he did. And you and I need to be sure we never forget it. God knows more than we do. He sees it all, and you and I only see a little bitty piece. The Lord's got the whole picture. You and I just see our part, okay? We see from our perspective. We see from our perspective. I've got to watching a YouTuber at night. Just before I go to bed, after I go to bed, I turned on, watch this a little bit. And it's this fellow that he travels around all the country. But the interesting thing about it, he's got a drone. And he's got a camera hooked to the drone. And he will park. He'll be showing you the scenery, you know, from the ground. But he'll park and he'll say, we're going to put the drone in the air. And boy, he puts that thing up in the air and the view changes your perspective. Changes your perspective. See, our problem is so oftentimes here we sit on this earth and we can only see right here, all right? Our view is obstructed a great deal. We need to remember God sees it all. He knows it all right? He knows more about our situation than we do. He knows more about life than we do. So when the Lord spoke to Simon Peter and said, launch out into the deep, first of all, Simon said, Master, he recognized who he's talking to. But then he did what humans do. He said, we've toiled all night. You know, we're here. We were washing our nets, and our object was, you know, we're going to take a rest. We've toiled all night long. Now, wait a minute. God knew that. God knew that. But how many times have we told God something that the truth of the matter is we knew he knew it? It was like almost, Lord, I just want to be sure you know it, all right? I'm going to tell you how bad it's been. I want to tell you how tough it is. I want to tell you how times are hard. So Peter had to put that little bit in, but then he added the worst part. He said, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. Taken nothing. He's saying all our efforts have been futile. All of our efforts have been a failure. A failure. And I believe Peter's leading up to it. And Lord, now you're telling us to do what we've been doing. But it's been futile. It's been a failure. It hadn't worked anything, all right? But then there's a very important word. That word, nevertheless. Now that nevertheless is really a long way of saying, but, all right, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we've been at it, we've done that, we worked hard, but, hey, the implication is there, if you'll let me put it this way, the implication is there, Lord, I don't understand. Now, I've told you we've toiled all night, and you knew that. You knew that, we've taken nothing, and you knew that. But, you know, I just want to tell you, I don't understand why it is you're telling me to do this. Have you ever been there with God? Lord, I don't understand why you're telling me to do this. I don't see it. I can't see it. In truth, I believe Peter was saying, I'll do it, but I don't really think it's going to work. Okay? I'll do it, you know. Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, I believe just a little bit of that tone had to have been there. He's saying, I really don't think it's going to do a bit of good. I don't think it's going to work. All right? But I want you to see, hey, remember who's talking here. This is a professional fisherman taking advice from a carpenter. All right, on the human level. You with me? Now, I'm not discounting who Jesus Christ was. Don't ever get that idea. But here we are. This is a professional fisherman taking advice about fishing from a carpenter. All right, now, Brother Todd back here is an electrician. I've had him over at my house before doing some work. Of course, I had to go out there and watch him to make sure he did it right. Hey, now, I have many times had people to come and do work, and I've said this to them, hey, if you need my help, I just want you to know you're in bad shape, all right? I don't have the faintest idea of what you're working on. And Brother Todd told you, electricity, I don't know anything about electricity. I just hope when I flip the switch, the lights come on, all right? But here's that situation. Here's a professional fisherman taking fishing advice from a carpenter. Hey, but it wasn't just any old carpenter, all right? Hey, it was the carpenter who had framed the oceans and had fashioned the fish, all right? We're talking about somebody who knew what they were doing. Listen, God was about to show Peter something that he would have never been able to explain how it works. Peter would have never been able to explain how it works. And sometimes God deals with us and God tells us to do things. And we look at it, if we're not careful, we come at it that same way and we think, I ain't never going to work. I don't see how it'll work. Doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, we need to remember this. We don't always know what God's trying to show us. But God help us to understand this. We don't have to understand. We don't have to understand it. Hey, we don't have to see it. Well, I can't see it. You don't have to. You know, and I can't explain it. I don't see how. You don't have to. You don't have to do that. And I'm glad Peter didn't stop with that nevertheless. He said, at thy word. At thy word. Can I just say this? I want to stop right here and notice what wasn't requested. What wasn't requested. Simon Peter didn't ask for, well, Lord, okay, but would you give me a sign first? Could you just have a few fish pop up and splash their tail on the surface of the water here? Just so I could feel like it's not going to be futile, you know. After all, we fished all night, we caught nothing. And we fished on both sides of the boat, okay. And so would you do that? But he didn't ask for a sign. You know, that's what Gideon did. All right. That's what it was. Unlike Gideon, though, he simply said, at thy word. At thy word. Hey, unlike Hezekiah requested a miracle. I'm going to believe what you say. The prophet of God tells me I want to see a miracle. There was no miracle requested, all right? None whatsoever. Simon Peter just simply said, nevertheless, at thy word. At thy word. That simply means, hey, simply because you said to do it, I'll do it. I'll do it. The problem with so many people today is we can't get past that, well, tell me why. Would you just tell me why? could you explain to me why it is you want that? Or, Lord, why you want it, and could you show me how it's going to work? Because I just don't see how it's going to work. Man, we're tired. We're on the last leg here, all right? We're on the last leg, and you're asking us to do something, and we can't see how it's going to work. Could you give us some assurance? You know, we want to put out the fleece, all right? We want to put out the fleece for everything God says. Just say, show me. Boy, how good it would be. I'll tell you, real biblical obedience says, Lord, you said it, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it. I mean, just hear me, all right? Now, that ought to be our response to the Word of God. That ought to be our response to the Word of God. Just obey Him. Just do it because He said to do it. The truth of the matter is, the preacher gets up and he preaches, and we all do it. We try to reassure you God's going to do what He says He'll do. We try to go through it. I mean, you know, the easiest illustration that comes to mind, all right, is the matter of giving. The matter of giving. Because when you preach to people about tithing, people automatically, I can't afford it. I can't afford it. I just don't see any way that would work. I know, preacher, you say that, if I, you know, give that tenth, God will stretch the 90%, but I just don't see it. Well, wait a minute. It's not because the preacher says it. It's because the Word of God says it. Now, and this is not the only thing, and I'm not preaching on giving. I'm preaching on obedience, okay? But our obedience shouldn't be predicated on, well, explain how to work. The Bible says basically, you know, if you, the way up is down. You know, if you want to be exalted, then humble yourself, okay? Now you say, well, how does that going to work? I don't know. You just do what God says, all right? Just do what God says. It doesn't matter if you figure out how it's going to work. You don't have to figure out how it's going to work. You don't have to see it. You don't have to be explained to where you say, well, I understand the possibilities. No, you just do it. That's biblical obedience. Okay, Lord, I'll do it because you said to do it. Like I say, that's what my dad, he taught us. Son, I told you to do something, you do it. You do it, all right? You do it. We get up and we say, I don't think I can. We're like Moses. God called Moses, no doubting about it. God called Moses. Look, you wouldn't doubt the call of God, I hope, if God spoke to you out of a burning bush, all right? Surely you wouldn't go, Lord, is that really you? Well, who else do you think speaking out of the burning bush, all right? So, I mean, you know, we wouldn't do it, but here's Moses saying, Lord, you got the wrong man. I can't do it. Now, what he should have done is said, okay, Lord, you called me. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. But so many times we don't do it. We don't do the will of God that way. We don't say, at your word, we'll do it. We say, I've toiled all night, I've taken nothing, nevertheless, I just don't see how it's going to work. I just don't see how it's going to work, all right? Hey, we're not to question Him. We're to remember this, He's the master, we're the servant, all right? He's the master, we're the servant. Now stay with me here. Not just any old master. Not a human master that may not care about the welfare of the servant. We're talking about the master that takes care of the servant, and he says to us, you do it, all right, and you just do it because he says it, because it is the word from the master, right? We're not to question him because our knowledge is limited. We're not to question him because our understanding is limited. And we're not to disobeying. My job on learning the command of God is to do it. To do it. But how many times, all right? How many times, you just with me, all right? I'm not trying to indict you. I just want you to think with me. How many times you've been in the service and the Word of God was preached to you somewhere, man, it could have been years ago, whatever, And you saw it in the Bible and you said, it's plain as day, there it is. But you said, nah, I think I can do that. I don't, you know, we it may be, I don't think I can. And a lot of times it's, we don't think God can. Or we don't think God will, all right? We don't think he can, and we don't think he'll do it. And so we look at it, we said, don't say how to work. But the truth of the matter is, when the Word of God is preached to us, and we see it in the Word of God, it ought to be a situation we said, okay, Lord, I'm going to do that. Now, not when I can work things out in 3 months. No, but right now. Right now, I'm going to start doing that. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Lord, here it is. I got the Word of God on it. I see it. I know it. I'll do it. And it ought to be like Simon Peter said. Now, it's okay for you to say, we've toiled all night, we ain't caught nothing. As long as you'll come back with that nevertheless, at thy word. At thy word. Hey, Simon Peter's expressing his doubts. Now, I'm not saying to you that's a smart thing to do, but it is a human thing to do. We're afflicted with being humans, all right? We're afflicted with the flesh. So it's very easy for us to think and say, I don't think I can, I don't see how it's going to work, but it's just our job. It's okay to express those doubts as long as you come back and say, nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to do, all right? My job on learning the command of God is simply to do it. Now, let me say this. I don't mean that you should never seek the will of God in some particular matter. All right? In some particular matter. It's okay. I believe it's okay. I believe it's even right to definitely get something, to ask for a sign, if you will, or lay out a fleece in certain circumstances. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, hey, if you've got an opportunity for a job change, maybe even a career change, I think you ought to lay that out before God. I think you ought to pray about it. You ought to see if it's his will. Is it okay to lay out a fleece of some sort? I think it is. I'm seeking your will in some particular matter. That's fine, okay? Maybe you think, well, preacher, I think the Lord's, I've had, I guess the one that stands out my mind the most is Brother Jesse West. I remember he came to me and said, preacher, I think God's calling me to preach. How am I going to know it? I said, hang in there. If he is, you will. If he is, you will. You'll know it. Well, explain to me. Can't do that. All right? I can't do that. I'm just telling you, you will. Now, is it okay in situations like that to say, Lord, would you help me? Would you make this sure with me? Help me to see it, to know it, be positive. I believe it's okay in those situations to do that kind of thing. I think you ought to seek the will of God. I think you ought to seek the will of God. If I was invited, haven't been, don't plan to be, don't figure I will be, all right? But if I was, you know, offered the pastorship of some great church, boy, they're running thousands of people, and they said, we want you to come be our pastor. Smartest thing in the world for me to do is get on my knees and make sure what God's will is. It's not to just go, well, that'll be lucrative. You know, that'll jump. Now, listen, it ought to be, what does God want? What does God want? And I think it'd be wise to lay out some kind of fleece, or, Lord, help me to find it. Help me to see it. Help me to understand it. Because that's not God speaking. You with me? When you get that call from the boss and the boss says, hey, we're going to promote you and you're going to move to Timbuktu, you better make sure it's the will of God if you take that job. You just better make sure, all right? That's not God speaking. That's your boss. Your boss may think he's God, but he's not, all right? He's not. So those things, I hope you understand the difference. But I'm talking about when it comes to the clear command of God. Clear command of God, we shouldn't need a long explanation or the answer to all of our whys. I mean, shouldn't come. What we ought to do is say what Peter said, at thy word. At thy word, I let down the net. Now, I'm sure this has been preached from this passage of Scripture, been preached from by a multitude of people. You may be chomping at the bit and saying, preacher, don't leave out the fact God said nets and he just let down one. Well, at least he let down one, okay? See, so often the Lord tells us to do something, we say, I don't think you can. We don't let down anything, all right, except we let God down. I'm just glad, hey, when it ought to come, once we've got the Word of God on it, once we understand this is what God says, this is what God's Word says, our reaction should be, I'll do it, Lord, because you say do it. I'm not searching to figure out how it's going to be. I'm just going to do it because you said to do it. My Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be reproved. All right? That verse does not say, if you're going to be a preacher, study. That verse does not say, if you're going to be a Sunday school teacher, study. That verse is a command of God to study His Word. Every one of us ought to do that. I don't like to read. Didn't ask. God didn't say, if you like to read, study. Didn't say that. Okay? But that's just an example of things that we say, I can't do that. I don't see how that's going to work. I mean, I've read a little bit of the Bible, and I still don't understand it all. Well, good. Right? That's why he says study. That's why he says study. And we just go on and on. He commands us to do things. He commands us to do things. He commands us to go to church. I tell people all the time, I'm talking to people, I say, look, if you'll get in church, it's going to make a huge difference in your life. I said, now I can't tell you how it's going to make that difference, but I'm telling you it'll make a huge difference in your life. But a person just has to take God's word at it and do what he says. When it comes to giving, if you waited until everything was perfect, you know, and you had a stockpile in the bank, and you said, okay, now I can start tithing. Well, that's okay, but look how much you owe him from back tithe, all right? Hey, just do it because he says do it. Nevertheless, at thy word, at thy word. Well, Lord, now you know we got bills. You know we got bills to pay. The kids need braces, all right? And everything's higher nowadays than it used to be. But God says just give and it'll be given unto you. Don't try to figure out all the whys. Just do what God says. Just do what God says. He says to you and I that we're to go and spread the word of God. We're to bear fruit. We're to go forth bearing precious seed. All right? And we're to sow that seed. We're not to sit there and go, well, I'm shy. I don't have the gift of gab. I don't know the answer to every question. Well, join the crowd. Join the crowd. Listen, it is obvious you do not need to know the answer to every question. Look at all the politicians in Washington, D.C. that never answer a question that's asked, but they talk a lot. You don't need to know. Hey, I've decided you don't need to know the answer to any question. You can be elected. Just learn how to talk around the subject, all right? And just don't worry about it. Listen, we've set up all the whys. We set up all the obstacles. And what we need to say is, nevertheless, at thy word. At thy word. Hey, when it comes to the clear command of God, just do what it says. The Bible is, boy, real clear. It's straightforward in so many areas. Yet you still see people asking why and saying I can't. Just won't work. Now, let me tell you what that is. plain, old-fashioned disobedience. Disobedience. Now, you can say it's a lack of faith, okay, but it's disobedience. Disobedience. I'm talking about the clear commands of God, all right? Simon Peter did not say, "Master, were you talking to me?" He didn't do that. He didn't look at the fellows in that other boat. There was another ship there. He didn't say, "Did you hear what he said to y'all?" See, Simon Peter knew when the Lord said, "Launch out into the deep," he was talking to Simon Peter. And I'm saying on those situations, when you know exactly what God says and you understand completely the Word of God, not the how, the why, the wherefore, but you understand what God said and He said it to you, our duty is simply to say, "At thy word, I'll do it. I'll do it." Whatever it is. Look, I don't know about you, but I'm glad that the work of God, what God does, still causes me to stand in awe of Him. They pulled in the net, nearly broke, filled up two ships with fish. We didn't read verse 9. If you still get your Bible open, would you look at verse 9? Would you look at verse 9, what it says? And in verse 8, he said, "Lord, you know, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." But verse 9 says, "For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the drought of the fishes which they had taken." Hey, I am glad that I can still stand in awe of what God does. And I don't ever want to get to the point where I wouldn't have wanted to have been there and said, "Well, that's what I expected." Man, I'm glad I still stand in awe and my mouth drop open at what God does. I'm glad I don't understand it all. I'm glad that there's things in this book that he says, "Do it," and when you do it, you go, "I don't see how that worked, but it did. Don't understand it, but boy, it worked." That lets me know he's God. He's God. He's the master. I'm just the servant. Just the servant. I want to do what he says. How about you? Don't you want to do what he says? Man, God help us to be those folks when we know what God says to us, that we'll say, "Lord, we'll do it because you said it. We'll do it because you said it." He said, "Is it okay to go, I don't know?" It's okay to say, "We've toiled all night, taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to do what you said." God help us to do it, all right? You want to see God do something. It's when we start doing what he says that he starts doing on our behalf. That he amazes us. That we'll be as those fishermen were who took fishing advice from a carpenter. They were astonished. They were astonished. Well, I like to be astonished by God. Heavenly Father, I pray you'd help us tonight. Lord, we look at